Now, your voice is an incredibly unique voice. I've really enjoyed it since the first time I heard it.
Thanks.
From the point that you first started singing to now, how much has that changed as far as the quality and the tone of it?
My voice, back in when I started singing, like, in the public, I had this band back in high school, and I didn't really know what my voice was. And back then, I was, like, listening, actually, to some old recordings, and it just kind of sounded, I don't think it sounded that great, really. I don't, but people said they liked it. I don't know. I think it was just we had a big influence with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So mm-hmm. I kind of did a lot of like the rapping, but still like rock kind of singing.
Sure.
That Anthony Kiedis kind of coined. And so I was kind of working off that and still developing my voice I don't think it was until I started performing in bars and clubs and like this in this bar band called Brown Chicken Brown Trout.
Okay.
Where I was singing like 3 sets in a night, you know, and that was a lot because I didn't really have any vocal experience. So by the end of the night, I was just like hoarse and I could barely talk. I was all raspy, but that definitely built up my stamina and my range. But I've pretty much just kind of taught myself how to sing and kind of just developed my own singing style, and it's I just started studying with a classical vocalist in my mm-hmm. area, and he has an incredibly strong voice. He was his teacher was actually Pavarotti.
Wow,
which is kind of crazy, and I was never against classical singing or like the opera sound, but I never thought I would be studying that or anything, and I was always kind of like yeah I don't know about that, but then once I started studying with him, and he just made me more conscious of my breath support and where my sound was coming from and chest voice versus head voice and mm-hmm. and the blend of the two, and just understanding vocal theory. It's definitely made my voice a lot stronger, which is important with performing so much and back to back shows and being on the road and everything. You know, you gotta have a really really strong voice. So, yeah.
Now, the first time I came to know of you was seeing a YouTube clip online. You performed at TEDx, mm-hmm. and it was the song "Time Flies," and it's a favorite song of mine. Would you mind playing that for us?
Oh yeah, of course.
Great.
It's actually the first song on my new EP.
Mm-hmm. My, how time flies, and I'm trying to tie down my time. From flying away, yeah, away, away. Well, you could find me permanently entertained and run around butt naked when it was raining and staining my kneecaps of blood and tree sap. Man, I could stay in those days. Yeah, making and creating anything of the sort. I didn't follow the other kid cookie cutting a tree fort, but I made a teepee and my father helped me. My, how time flies, and I'm trying to tie down my time from flying away. My many memories have gone by, and I'm catching quite a supply of love in my life. Like it was yesterday, I was nearly half my size, pounding nails, making potions with Pa and Clyde. But come with me outside, but Pa sat in his chair, and I wished to the stars that he would stay there. I always loved to be sick over at my grandma's, wandering out to the alleyway wearing only pajamas. And she told me, don't go touching the whiskey, so I turned rocks into my friends. Up at Leland Hall, playing in the water for hours and rinsing off and burying it all outside in the shower. I'd be alone on the stone in the creek. Told to be a man when a hook's making me weak. What a treat it was, that damn candy store. Get me a sweet tooth and an excuse. Couldn't get away with that word before. And the candy man just gave me more and more. Now I'm singing my how time flies, and I'm trying to tie down my time, yeah, from flying. Why my many memories have gone by, and now I'm catching quite a supply. I'm loving my life.
Great. Thank you, Garrett.
Yeah.
So did you also have an opportunity to hear some of the people talk at TEDx?
Oh, yeah.
And
all the speakers.
And who did you enjoy there, and what did you connect with?
Oh, man. I think besides the fact of hearing them speak, it was also cool to kind of hang out with them before, because we all stayed at the Marriott.
Sure.
And we all did soundcheck together and went out to dinner together, and just I kind of got to get to know them on the other side of the speaker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just really cool, really intelligent people, and I thought it was really cool that I was the only local cat. All those other guys are just from
right,
around the country,
right.
And they've done this a lot. And I was kind of like, I was pretty new, and I was the youngest one there, so it was. It was just really interesting to hear about their lifestyles and hear how they got into just doing what they do.